بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, every person is now waiting, anticipating the arrival of the blessed month of Ramadan. Every believer is feeling some type of ecstasy, enjoyment in the heart, awaiting the arrival of this most blessed and auspicious month of Ramadan. And why not? Because this month is extremely great. Quran Sharif mentions شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran Majid was revealed. It's Quran Majid, the Kalam of Allah. One of the greatest mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, the Quran Majid was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is extremely great. A person mentioned أَجْمَلُ شَيْءٍ, the most beautiful thing any person is given in this dunya is that Allah Ta'ala uses him for his obedience. Remember this. The greatest bounty, the most أَجْمَل, most beautiful thing that Allah gives any person is in this dunya is the ability to obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And of course, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes with Allah's favor, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's fadl upon us. And Allah wants us to have two things, himmatun aliyah and niyatun sahiha. Himmatun aliyah, we must have great courage. We must have great courage. We must not be weak. We must be able now to plunge into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this we require a genuine, a sahih, a correct niyat. If the niyat is correct, and the person has his azam in him, he has his himmat in him, he's firm on this niyat, and he motivates himself, he's ready to make the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala makes it easy for him. Then, when he rises in the morning and in the evening, his one fikr, his one concern will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hammuhu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahda. He won't have any other worry and concern. His main concern, his primary concern, his focus, his goal is to please his Allah. When that happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَتَحَمَّلُ حَوَائِجَهُ. Allah takes it upon himself to see to the needs of this banda. My banda, his fikr is me, to please me, to gain my ma'rifat, recognition, to fill his heart with my love, and he wants me, I am his goal, I am his maqsood. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes over his needs and فَرَّغَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ لِمَحَبَّتِ. Allah ta'ala opens his heart, Allah clears his heart, all other things, so that Allah's muhabbat is filled in his heart, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this person's tongue also always be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ramadan is that month in which Allah ta'ala makes it easy for us to establish all these things. Month of barakat. There is no other way of explaining how much the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally pour down in the month of Ramadan for the believers. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah be pleased with him and fill his qabr with noor, so often mention a simple example. He says there was drought in any town, in any village, and then suddenly rain is pouring and every person is desirous of collecting water for his home and for his needs. And people go out with their buckets. And so this person also goes out with his bucket. He's in need of water and rain. So everybody takes their buckets and the water is pouring into these buckets. But he takes his bucket, joins the people, is amidst them, but he places his bucket upside down. Will any water collect in the bucket? Never. Imagine the month of Ramadan comes. Allah's mercy is pouring down. And we go out there with a bucket which is empty, but we put it upside down. The month of Ramadan will come and pass, and we'll gain nothing from the blessings of Ramadan. Fast forward, and just imagine now, this is the last few moments of Ramadan, and tomorrow is Eid, and the entire month we did nothing. We didn't really obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how we ought to have tried and obeyed Allah. Our tarawih was haphazard. We missed many tarawih salah. Quran Sharif, we hardly read any Quran. Tasbih, we maybe only read once or twice the entire month. We fasted, but during the fasting period, and whilst we were fasting, we were swearing, casting lustful glances, using abusive language, becoming angry, cheating, deceiving, and all haram we committed. Imagine those last moments, and then everybody else is now waiting because they enjoyed their Ramadan. They were so happy and they're crying those last few moments out of ecstasy and happiness and joy. And then the moon is sighted for Eid and it's all over and we lost the entire month. Therefore, I'm going to mention just two things. We're not going to give a whole elaborate bayan Ramadan, you'll hear. And we need small dosages. All of us require this remembrance, this mudhakara, wadhakir fa'inna dhikra, tanfa'ul mu'mineen. There's so much things to say in Ramadan. But I'm going to mention this to you, and I want you, inshallah, myself, all of you, our mothers, sisters, and others at home, listening over the receiver, and inshallah, those who may listen to the recording, two things. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning of which is, when Ramadan dawns, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or an announcer, calls out. Allah ta'ala calls out. Allah says, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. O seeker of good. O seeker of khayr. Barakat. Sawab. My muhabba. My qurb. O seeker of good. Aqbil. Come forward. Come forward. Allah is ready to make us His beloved. Allah is ready. Allah is prepared. Allah is calling out to us. They just come forward. Obey me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His muhabbat and mercy upon us. So keep on reminding yourself, conscientize yourself before Ramadan. We hardly have a few days, may Allah make us see Ramadan in the most beautiful way, with sihat, afiyat, with iman. May Allah give us a beautiful Ramadan whilst we are waiting for this arrival of this great mehman, this guest, waiting to embrace this month of Ramadan. We also have this worry and concern that we must stay well, we must have good health, we must be able to observe Ramadan correctly. We also have this worry and concern that I must not make one guna in the month of Ramadan especially. And I must make excessive tilawat of the Quran. But Ramadan must go well. There must be no impediments, nothing that will push me back. So we have this concern, and any person will have this worry. In fact, we find the elderly people in the community, the elderly mothers, the grandmothers, the elderly people in our masjid, they are waiting for Ramadan and already concerned about how to spend Ramadan, whereas so many of our young friends, as though Ramadan is not going to come, there's no worry, no concern, hardly anybody asking, how should I spend my Ramadan? There was a youngster who came to me this morning, why not tell me, what routine I should have, how should I spend my Ramadan correctly? So mashallah, you get one or two youngsters who have some fikr. I'm not saying all the youngsters have no fikr, but generally it is the elderly people who want to spend their Ramadan correctly, and you find already the Quran Sharif, they are making so much of tilawat, they're trying to finish the khatam that they are making before the month of Ramadan, so they start a new khatam in the month of Ramadan. There are so many women folk who make khatamat, not just one khatam, many, many khatams. So, ya baghi al khair aqbil. Ey khair ka talib, aajao, come. Waya baghi al shar aqsir. And O seeker of evil, go away, refrain from it. So, just remember, ya baghi al khair. Allah is calling out to us. O seeker of good, come. That's one thing must remember. The second thing, بَعُودَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Curse is upon that person. Woe be to that person who gets the month of Ramadan and still he is not forgiven. In other words, the month of Ramadan came and he failed to make tawbah, sincere tawbah and istighfar. He continued his gunas. There was no penitence in him, no repentance. He didn't have a qalbi munib. He didn't make inabat ilallah. He didn't make ruju' ilallah. He was not bothered whatsoever. It was just food, iftar, siri, enjoyment. And he carried on his life as normal. There was no taraweeh salah in his life. No tilawat. Still watching the TV. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So many don't even keep fast in the month of Ramadan without any valid excuse. Person has a valid excuse, what Sharia gives, that's accepted. But there's so many others. Their wives feel the pain. How I wish my husband keeps fast. How I wish he performs his salat. Yes, perhaps on Eid day, he'll wear his new clothes and go to the Eidgah. You know what our ulama and mashayikh and salafi salih have mentioned? Some have mentioned, it is a statement of Bishr al-Hafi rahmatullahi. Others say Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi. Others just said, Ba'du Salaf. What did they say? That, how evil is that person who worships Allah only in the month of Ramadan? How evil is that person who worships Allah only in the month of Ramadan? Month of Ramadan is that training ground for us to help us to ward off the promptings of shaitan, because shaitan is now chained. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَغُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Shayateen are chained. And ulama explain, the big shayateen are chained, the small shayateen, they are still open. There's a difference of opinion ulama, and they explain this. Nonetheless, still, a person is not going to so easily fall into the trap of shaitan, and he is going to make a mujahada against his nafs. Because those things which are normally permissible for him, eating, drinking, being with his wife, all that is permissible. But the month of Ramadan, while he's fasting, he's refraining from those things. Even during hot day, hot summers, may Allah make it cool for us, then too, he is not, even though he may be tempted to take a sip of a juice, he'll say, no, I'm not going to displease my Allah. I don't want to take my fast. I don't want to break my roza. So this is a mujahada that is happening against our nafs, kasrun nafs. And this is absolutely vital in our spirituality. This cleanses our hearts. This purifies our heart. This mujahada brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, our Ramadan must not become a ritual. We fast, everybody fasting, we come to for Maghrib and we make iftar and have halim, whatever it is, and it's just over. No. It must not just become a ritual, a habit. It must be something that is going to be enjoyable to us. Spiritually enriching. Spiritually elevating. As the days go. As the Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned so beautifully, Ramadan is like a ladder. A ladder. Has 29 or 30 rungs, steps. First day, day one, day two, day three, day four. Each day a person is climbing this ladder, going higher and higher and higher until he reaches the end of Ramadan to reach the goal of Ramadan, which is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Keep this in front of us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become muttaqeen. This is our goal. By the end of Ramadan, when we climb this ladder, whether it's 29 days or 30 days, by that time we must be muttaqeen. Say Ameen. So, Ya Baghi Al Khair Aqbil. Just think of, oh, my Allah is calling me so beautifully. Oh, seeker of good, come forward, come forward. Allah is pouring His mercies. So, do not get engrossed in futile activities. This cell phone it is going to take us away from it. May Allah help me also. Sometimes month of Ramadan also, people have problems and they want various assistance, whatever it may be. And sometimes we be forced to see what message is coming, what the person needs. But if you could have that peace of mind and put it aside to the best of our ability, otherwise, believe me, our time will go away. Just gossiping what's happening in society, swearing some person, defaming another, getting involved in things which are absolutely futile. Mothers and sisters will be just checking recipes and what you cook for iftar and what you cook for sehri. The entire month will go. Look at Fazail Amal of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Ahmad Fazail Ramadan. You will see that the Salafi Salihin, the pious people, this is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Jain, the Tabi'in, etc. Ramadan was a month of Quran, Quran, Quran. Even the Hafiz of the Quran, what he does in Ramadan, he can't do out of the Ramadan. It is a month of Quran. Every opportunity you get, respected brothers and our mothers and sisters at home, when every opportunity you get, read Quran, Quran, Quran. So two things I said. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. O seeker would come and think of the hadith that Rasulullah SAW cursed that person, the month of Ramadan comes and still he does not be pardoned. In other words, he does not make sincere tawbah and istighfar. You know, a person mentioned in Arabic, it's a couplet. إِذَا الرَّوْضُ مُجْدِبًا فِي وَقْتِ رَبِيعِهِ فَفِي أَيِّ حِينٍ يَسْتَنِيرُ وَيَخْضِبُ. He says, when a garden, when a meadow, at the time of spring, ought to become full of life, lush, green. But at that time, when it becomes dry, completely dry, at the time of spring, when everything gets life, then he says, فَفِي أَيِّ حِينٍ, then in which time ever, will this garden blossom, يَسْتَنِيرُ وَيَقْضِبُ, and become fertile and lush. The month of Ramadan is the time when this heart, this garden that we have of our heart, should be blossoming, becoming radiant, lush, vibrant in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep this theme with us inshallah. And we will try in the month of Ramadan with this theme. What will be our goal? Connect to Allah ta'ala. Connect to Allah ta'ala. Moment you find some disconnection, reconnect. Disconnection comes, reconnect. Try our level best that each rung of the ladder, each time we take a step higher, it must be better than the one before it. Then we will get that enjoyment what the Salafi Salihin had. May Allah grant it to all of us. May Allah give us a beautiful Ramadan. And finally we say, there should be lists. Hazrat Maulana Salim Nawab Sahib Tamad Barakatuh mentioned, he said, have lists. Do's, that's one list. What I need to do in the month of Ramadan. In other words, Allah has commanded me to do. I will make my roza, and the roza must be done properly. I must make sure that nothing breaks my roza, nothing makes my roza makruh. And most important ulama I've mentioned, from all the sins, stay away from lustful glances, and make hifazat of your tongue. Do not make ghiba. Hadith is mentioned about the two women who were fasting in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they complained of extreme spasms of hunger, and Rasulullah called them, he asked them a few questions, then he told them to vomit in some bowl and the pieces of meat came out. And he said, this is an account of ghibat that you made. Even though they were doing a good act. Roza. And you know how great roza is? Subhanallah. In the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasulullah says that Allah says, As-sumu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Roza is specifically for me and I myself will give the reward for it. At the action, Allah has commanded the angels, you must give this amount of reward. But roza, fasting, Allah says, I will give it myself. As-siyamu junna. Roza is a shield. It actually protects us from haram if we do it properly. And it protects us from the fire of Jahannam. So there must be a list of do's, what Allah has told me, what Allah has commanded me to do in the month of Ramadan, I must do that. Then the list of don'ts, what Allah has said, do not do. So now I must not cast lustful glances. Protect myself from riba, from talking nonsensical things, from harming some person, defaming somebody, dishonoring somebody. So all those are don'ts. One list of do's, another list of don'ts. And then he says, a third list of goals that you have to get in the month of Ramadan. Example. Normally if I read just one khatam of Quran in the month of Ramadan, this year my goal is to improve. I'll read two khatams of Quran and Majid. Or if I read two before, then this year I'm going to read three or four. So there must be some goal, a list, that I want to achieve the following things in the month of Ramadan. I want to give so much of sadaqah by the end of Ramadan. I want to perform so much of nafil by the end of Ramadan. So this is a list of what a person wishes to do. And then he says a list of consistency. That means after the month of Ramadan, the following thing must continue. So see, it's not just till Eid day and everything is over. Very, very common. Most of us fail. Beautiful Ramadan sometimes, comes day of Eid and after that, everything just falls down. A list of consistency, istiqama, that after the month of Ramadan, I will continue, I will do this. Have this list in front of us. And again, finally, I mention five things normally. Easy to remember. Thinking of five T's, T, the letter T, or in Arabic, the letter Ta. Month of Ramadan is a month of taqwa. T for taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That's our goal. What is taqwa? Do what Allah has commanded us to do and refrain from those things that Allah has prohibited us. That's all. Entire day of Ramadan, be conscious of Allah watching you. So I'm not going to eat anything, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to indulge in any haram. Even my business dealing must be absolutely correct. I'm only going to earn halal. I'm not going to involve myself in riba, transactions. I'm not going to sway. I'm not going to watch the television. I'm not going to make zina. I'm not going to take drugs. Taqwa. T for taqwa. Inshallah, the month of Ramadan, we'll hear many more bayans from ulama-i-kiram, inshallah. Then the second one is tawbah, which I mentioned. Tawbah. I mean, especially before iftar, time for dua, and at iftar time, duas are maqbool, accepted. Time of sehri also, duas are accepted. And during the day also, a fasting person, dua is accepted. Now that dua, you make dua for whatever you want for dunya, make dua for akhirat, and most importantly, concentrate on making sincere tawbah and istighfar. So the second T is for tawbah. First one was taqwa, second tawbah. Taqwa then toba. It doesn't have to follow in any sequence. I'm just saying this in this way. And then of course, we will have Salatul Taraweeh. Sunnah Muakkada. Men who read Salatul Taraweeh in the masjid, with jama'ah, and alhamdulillah we have so many hufazi kiram, reading in various venues. So we will read 20 rakats of Salatul Taraweeh, and the mothers and sisters at home, they will read the Taraweeh Salah, 20 rakats. It's a month of Ramadan. Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Wa man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, that person who stands in Taraweeh Salah in the month of Ramadan, having iman and hoping reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his sins, past sins are forgiven. So, in the month of Ramadan, then of course, man qama laylat al-qadr, same thing for laylat al-qadr, we're going to seek, search for laylat al-qadr, we'll get sawab for more than 80 years of reward. So we're going to come to that end of Ramadan. So now, we have taqwa, tawbah, and we said taraweeh, three tiers so far. Then tilawah of the Quran. As I mentioned, every chance, every opportunity, Quran. Tilawah of the Quran. And the fifth one is tasbihat. In the hadith of Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, long hadith, this is also mentioned the end of Shaban, that a great month comes before you. And in that long hadith, Rasul said that you must say La ilaha illallah in abundance. And istighfar in abundance. Ask Allah for jannat, and ask Allah protect you from jahannam. Read tasbih. Not tasbihat, you can read La ilaha illallah, Allah, third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu, huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim, istighfar, binu, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, durood sharif, that is, we should be reading for upon Rasulullah s.a.w. But tasbihat, our tongues will be moist with dhikr. If we can't read so much of tasbihat, take one tasbih. Just one tasbih. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Just now we had so many Bukhari Sharif khatams. And what was the last hadith of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi sahih? Kalimatani habibatani la rahman. Two words the most beloved to Allah. Khafifatani ala lisan. They are light on our tongues. Is it difficult to say? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Easy. Light on our tongues, yet it is heavy on the scales. Allah gives great reward for it. So much of reward that the scales of good deeds become absolutely heavy. So, take this tasbih, or any other tasbih you want. Mashallah, many people have the finger tasbih now. Generally, our mothers and sisters, they excel in this. You and I at shop, traveling, we're sitting in the car, we can't read the Quran, Sharif, we'll be driving. At least move the tongue, say, subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim. Then inshallah we will find, we will feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be a little bit of effort that you are making in the right direction. And the rest you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He begins to pour His mercy upon us, Allah will give us opportunities of coming closer and closer to Him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me first, grant all of you, tawfiq of spending Ramadan in the best way possible. If Allah forbid, but if, any person, if we slip, made some guna, do not lose hope. Come back onto the track. Again turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Purify and cleanse ourselves and enjoy the month of Ramadan. And Allah will give us that enjoyment in the akhirat. لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. For a fasting person, there are two times of joy and happiness. One is in the fitrihi or in the iftarihi. When he's making iftar, he's seeing the samosa, bhajja, the dates. And we get him so happy. At that time I would say, my brothers and sisters, think of the poor, think of the needy, think of those are in Syria and in Gaza and in Bangladesh and so many other places where they've got hardly any food whatsoever. We have got freezers, chest freezers, we've got so much of savory. Still you and I, we complain. We say, this is not right, that is not right. We make him nashukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid, Allah must not stretch away the ni'mat from us. Enjoy that ni'mat, but use it for the ibadat and ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Share it with others. You take a kajur, you bring it to the masjid, give it to another person also who does not have. You get the sawab of his fasting also. Or send it to those poor areas where there is no kajur. Inshallah, you'll get so much of reward, so much of reward. And the other type, at the time when the fasting person will get happiness and ecstasy, is when he meets Allah. Inda liqa'i rabbihi. When he will meet Allah, and then he will see such sawab, and how happy Allah is with him, because of his roza. So may Allah grant all of us the tawfiq of spending or observing Ramadan in the best way possible, and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gaining the taqwa, making tawbah, making a taraweeh salah, tilawat of the Quran, and tasbihat, and finally I will say, time, tea also time, you can add this if you want, that spend our time correctly. There are times when a person becomes tired, then go and sleep, no problem. But don't fidget with your cell phone and don't get engrossed in other things. Rather, you be asleep than committing sins. Of course, don't miss your salah, etc. Sleep when you are having time for sleeping and resting. Then inshallah, you will find that our Ramadan will be a beautiful Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite the Durood Sharif. I make a humble request to please remember me in your du'as, our brothers here, our mothers, sisters at home. We need the strength. Allah give us tawfiq of connecting ourselves firstly to Allah Ta'ala and becoming a means of billions of others connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our weaknesses, may Allah make sattari, may Allah forgive us, cover our faults and weaknesses. Allah use us as how Allah uses His pious servants, and Allah gives them such honor in dunya and akhirat. And Allah uses them for the khidmat of His deen with ikhlas. Allah grant us also. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم لغناكم عافرما وما لخطاكم عافرما. اللازم مبارك month of رمضان is coming الله. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلمه لنا وتقبله لنا متسلم وتسلمه لنا متقبلا. يا الله bring رمضان. يا الله make it come to us يا الله with ease my Allah in the condition that we have strong iman my Allah. يا الله we are مؤمنين. يا الله grant us taqwa in the month of Ramadan and even after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. He grant us istiqama. Help us to observe the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, with afiyat, correctly, properly. Kama tuhibbuhu wa tarda, like how you love us to observe Ramadan. Ya Allah, become pleased with us. Shower us with your barakat, your rahmat, your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Forgive us in the month of Ramadan. Let it not happen. The month of Ramadan comes and goes and we are not forgiven, my Allah. Allah, before Ramadan comes, we have already raised our hands having hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us make ghibat in the month of Ramadan or any type of sins, my Allah, with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongues, with our bodies. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, my Allah. Help every person, Ya Allah, to keep his roza, to keep her roza, my Allah. Those who are not keeping roza, Ya Allah, without any valid excuse, Ya Allah, give them the himmat, my Allah. Open the eyes up, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps this talk that I have given to thee, my Allah, and let it reach them. And Ya Allah, open the hearts, give them sharh sadr, my Allah. Give them tawfiq, my Allah, that they observe the month of Ramadan correctly, my Allah. All of us, give us a tawfiq of making more and more a'mal saliha, increasing good deeds. Many, many khatams with ikhlas, my Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health in the month of Ramadan. Don't make us become sick and weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become overwhelmed and overpowered with the heat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for every single person, every ummati throughout the globe, throughout the entire world, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who may be going for Umrah, accept the Umrah, my Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, those who are not going, Ya Allah, make them, Ya Allah, spend their Ramadan correctly also at home also, my Allah. Had the huffaz were reading Tarawih Salah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. Allah, let us not become angry in the month of Ramadan and lose our temper and fight and quarrel, my Allah. Give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, Ya Allah. Let it come to us. Ya Allah, pour, Ya Allah, like torrential rains, my Allah. Those who are maqruz, help them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, the month of Ramadan is a month in which the rozi of the person is increased, my Allah. Increase us in our rozi as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many brothers and sisters, so many elderly and even young ones, my Allah, who are not well. They're in hospital at this very moment, my Allah. So many at home, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. There are those who have breathing problems also, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are undergoing some treatment and operations, my Allah. So many requested du'as, my Allah. You are well aware of all those who requested du'as from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm to kuch nahi, Ya Allah. They have hopes that our du'as will be accepted, my Allah. You are Shafi. Allah grant them complete shifa. Grant all of us complete shifa from all type of bimaris that we have, my Allah. Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hal hai. Pareshani dur farma. Allah, before the month of Ramadan comes, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Help the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, my Allah. In so many other places in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of roza are they going to have, my Allah? What type of shari and iftar, my Allah? What type of Ramadan, my Allah? How they could read the Salat and Taraweeh? It's being bombed all the time, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, Tu Rahim. Ghafoor Rahim, hey. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Ya Allah, hum kamzor, hey, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah, Ya Allah, wherever they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, buryal jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us in the jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have different type of hadat and needs, my Allah. They have got umids, my Allah. Allah, fulfill each person's hajat and needs, my Allah. We have raised our hands only to you, my Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ اللهم يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك الله protect us from the sharr of the sharreen fitna of the fitteen حسر of the حاسدين ظلم of the ظالمين يا الله make our children and our grandchildren يا الله become the coolness of wise make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين يا الله protect all of us from all type of fitna and فساد my الله يا الله غائبين حاضرين سب كدواء قبول فرما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.